University at Albany men's basketball coach Will Brown has been here before. In 2007, his Great Danes were the reigning America East champions, having put a serious scare into top-seeded UConn in the NCAA tournament a year before. But in order to get back to the big dance, UAlbany had to do something it had never done, go into Patrick Gymnasium and beat the University of Vermont on its own floor. UAlbany did just that, holding off the Catamounts in a 60-59 instant classic. 6 years later, the Great Danes have not been back to the NCAAs, but after a heart-stopping weekend at home in the America East tourney, UAlbany is just one win away. UAlbany escaped Maine by 1 point in the quarterfinals, then got a SUNY-sized monkey off its back on Sunday night when it finally dismissed top-seeded Stony Brook 61-59 in electrifying manner. Will Brown is in his 12th season at UAlbany, and he was there for the 5 win years that came before any NCAA tournament dreams. Will Brown, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
What was the feeling first when Mike Black's layup Sunday found a way to fall in, and then when Stony Brook's look at a desperation three did not go in?
Well, my feeling was when it went in was get back on defense. You know, Stony Brook didn't have a timeout left, and that's why we didn't use a timeout on that last play, because I didn't want Stony Brook to be able to set up their defense. So when we scored on that, I knew Stony Brook wouldn't be able to set anything up, and I didn't want to use my timeout to set up our defense. I just wanted us to get back, and we did get back, and they threw up a desperation shot, and, you know, it fell short, and, you know, here we are today, you know, advancing to the finals up at Vermont on Saturday, a game that we're looking forward to.
It's two games in a row where your opponent goes the other way with a chance to tie or win. When that ball is in the air, does it feel, you know, are you leaning, trying to make it rim out? I mean, what's your feeling right then?
Well, you cringe, to be honest with you. I mean, they call it March Madness for a reason. And you see all these buzzer beaters or late-game heroics, and you don't want to be on the receiving end of it. And, you know, I look up at the trajectory of the ball, and I'm hoping that there's a breeze coming through the air conditioning vents that's going to push the ball right or left. And, you know, it's tough. You know, you just don't, like I said, you don't want to be on the receiving end of that buzzer-beating shot. And we've been in a lot of close games this year, and our guys have really responded in late-game situations. So very rarely do we panic. You know, we stay relaxed, and we try to finish the game the right way. And I thought our guys did that on Saturday and Sunday.
And you've been in that spot before, especially against Stony Brook. How did it feel to finally beat them?
Well, it felt good. I mean, you know, what was tough was last year they beat us in the semifinals of the America East Conference tournament. It was a tie game, and we did a great job defensively, and we forced the contested shot. And their big man, Dallas Joyner, with 1/2 of a second left on the game clock, tipped the ball in basically at the buzzer. And the referees weren't sure it was good, so they stopped and went to the monitor to look at the replay, and it felt like they were looking at it for about an hour, but it was really about 15 minutes, and we just sat there. Mm-hmm. And then they turned around and basket good, and the refs ran off the floor, and that was the end of it. So, you know, we played them well a couple of days prior in our last regular season game. We went down there, and, you know, we had a chance to win that game in the final minute. We missed 1 or 2 shots, and we had a turnover or two in the last minute. And, you know, so we were confident that coming back here, if we had a chance to play them again in our building, that we could beat them if we played well. And I think that's what happened yesterday.
But on Saturday, you won't have a chance to be in your building. You've got to go to Vermont. As I said, you did succeed doing that in 2007. So is there anything you learned from that experience, you know, that you'll take into going back to Vermont to try to win one?
Yeah, you know, that we have to relax and not get caught up in the atmosphere. The good thing about the championship game is we're guaranteed 600 tickets, so we'll have 600 fans there. You know, they have tremendous support for their program. All of their home games are basically sold out. Their crowd is into the game. They're smart, knowledgeable basketball fans. And the one thing is every time, the last time we played up there in a championship game, every time they scored, it's like they just won the championship. So it can be really loud in there. So we can't get too high. We can't get too low. We got to be even-keeled, relax, and not let the atmosphere get to us. Easier said than done.
Clock's running down. Ball skips away. Still the loose ball. Wilson comes away with it, and that's going to do it. Albany on the road has won the America East Championship. Will Brown going back to the NCAA tournament. The Great Danes have done it, and they storm the court here at Patrick Gym.
I just wanted to ask you this question before I let you go. So you're a huge college basketball fan, and you know, I was thinking about the way this America East tournament has shaken out here. Stony Brook had a fantastic season. Whichever team loses on Saturday will have had a fantastic year. Do you think it's time to expand the NCAA tournament so that teams that maybe, you know, win 23, 24 games aren't left on the outside, or do you think it's good where it is?
Well, you know, obviously we're a one-bid league, and every year we get one team. That's the way it's been. I love the NCAA tournament. I think it's the best sporting event there is, better than the Super Bowl, better than everything, because it goes on for a couple of weeks. I don't think you should water it down. You know, I think it's good where it's at right now. Obviously, it's geared toward the BCS-level schools for the most part. I mean, when do you stop? How many teams do you add? I mean, I don't know how we can expand it and it still be special. So, you know, I think that's a tough situation. I think most coaches from a league like my own would say, oh, absolutely, expand it. But I just don't know. I think it's such a great event, you know, as is. And, you know, why ruin a good thing?
That's University at Albany men's basketball coach Will Brown, who will be trying to get that one bid to the NCAA tournament when his Great Danes face Vermont in Saturday's championship. Coach, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.